And welcome into a Wednesday edition of the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X. Don't forget that you can take the show with you 24/7 on demand by checking out the podcast. It's available wherever you get your shows. Just search for the Nick Craig Show, hit the subscribe or follow button, and you'll get a new program delivered each and every weekday morning. Well, we start off this morning with, the former president of the United States. Joe Biden is back. His first public address since leaving office in late January. He made his way to Chicago yesterday to give his first public comments since he left the Oval Office. He talked at the 2025 Conference of Advocates, Counselors, and Representatives for the Disabled. That is a group that is based in Chicago. And while it only took the president less than 10 minutes to get into talking about political issues and how he sees things shaping up in the country right now, this was the president's former president's diatribe on Social Security. And I think there's something kind of interesting going on here. Here's President Joe Biden yesterday.
Folks, today I want to talk to you about an issue that's front and center right now for millions of Americans, Social Security. You know, some of you may know, the Democrats have declared today the Save Social Security National Day of Action, I should say. We know just how much Social Security matters to people's lives. Everyone in this room fights for people with disabilities who rely on Social Security to survive, Not just the physical side, it's the mental side. You make sure folks get the benefits they earn after a lifetime of hard work. The work they do is more than just a profession, what you do. It's a calling. It's not just a profession. And Social Security is more than a government program. It's a sacred promise we made as a nation, a sacred promise. 73 million Americans receive Social Security. From their first paycheck to their entire life, they pay into Social Security. And in return, they count on Social Security to be for them when they're going to need it. Folks, must never, ever betray that trust or turn our backs on that obligation. That's why during my presidency, we protected Social Security and made it stronger. Martin, the governor can tell you, we came into office, Social Security Administration had its lowest staffing, she referenced it, lowest staffing levels in 50 years. And demand was going through the roof because of my generation and the baby boom generation reaching the retirement age. So the demands on Social Security increased significantly. Our administration secured nearly $2 billion to reduce the backlogs and improve customer service. We slashed wait times for folks in need who are calling the 1-800 number. We got it down to under 13 minutes. It used to be three times that long when we took office. We made it easier for people to get help with their claims online. We reduced how long it takes to review a case. We fixed the appeal system to make it uniform in all 50 states, which made a difference. We strengthened the anti-fraud measures to protect people's identities and to make sure benefits are going to people who actually they belong to. By the way, those 300-year-old people getting that Social Security, I want to meet them because I like to figure out how they live out.
Ah, hugh. So there's Joe Biden. I've got, we'll continue with his comments on Social Security. But I think there's something interesting here. And obviously, not a fan of Joe Biden, was proud to not vote for him in the 2020 election, did not vote for his vice president in the last election. So definitely not a fan of Joe Biden and of his policies. But I think he's onto something here. Right? What you're seeing right now in the Democrat Party is something very interesting. I've got a couple of clips I haven't had a chance to get to yet, but you've got Democrats kind of taking different approaches to the Trump administration. You've got the individuals that are out running around in the streets and yelling and screaming about how he's a convicted felon, he's a rapist, he's all of these things that have been debunked and are not something that resonate with the American people. So you've got that crowd that's continuing with their nonsense. That, I think, is a huge waste of time. That is obviously not a message that is going to be fruitful for the Democrat Party. The Democrats have tried this for years now. trying to claim that Trump is he's a fraudster. He's been bankrupt a gazillion times. He's a terrible businessman. He's a fake. He's a fraud. This message has already been perpetrated. This message has already been out there for the American people, and it has not worked. So you see that approach being taken by some. And then on the other side, and Joe Biden is falling into this camp, you've got Democrats fear-mongering about Social Security. From a pure political standpoint, this is a very good idea. And stick with me on this. From a pure political standpoint, Democrats making up and lying about Trump and his administration attempting to revoke, cut, or make changes to Social Security is a winning political strategy. Now, it's not based in any sort of fact. It's not based in any sort of reality, but it doesn't have to be. It's a very good political idea. And it's specifically dealing with who is active in elections. Right? When you look at the average age of voters, individuals that show up and vote, they tend to skew older. Right? Your younger generation is not involved in politics, is not involved in the electoral process. Many of them are not even registered to vote, or if they are, you know, they registered when they got their license over at DMV, whatever. They're registered to vote, but they don't vote. They don't vote in primaries. Maybe every once in a while they vote in a general election every 4 years. They're not active voters. You then move that age scale up as you get closer to the age of Social Security. That is a very active voting bloc. That is a group of individuals that show up religiously to vote in primary elections, in midterm elections, and of course in general elections every 4 years. That is a group of individuals that is very politically in tune. Now, whether what their information they're getting is right or wrong, they're in tune. They're politically connected. They believe they know what's going on, whether they're watching MSNBC or Fox News, right? Regardless of the source. These are people that are active in politics. Their ideas might be wrong. The information that they're getting from far-left news outlets might be wrong, but they're engaged enough that they're an active voter. A consistent active voter, what we'd call a 5 out of 5 voter, somebody that is continuously voting. And as you get closer to the age of Social Security, that number goes up. And it's why you don't typically hear discussions about Social Security in elections, because it's political suicide. It is absolute political suicide to talk about Social Security. Because it's not something that resonates with a group of voters that are receiving Social Security. Individuals that are using it to live off of, using it as their retirement. So that's why Social Security is very rarely talked about. You've never seen a Republican or a Democrat running around the country talking about, hey, we need to make drastic changes to Social Security. If somebody does that, they cannot win. It is impossible for them to win an election. And so when I heard these comments from Joe Biden yesterday, the take online was, oh, this is ridiculous, and oh, wheeling out Joe Biden to lie about the administration. All that's fair. But if I'm looking at this from a overall top-of-the-line political process, right, just taking a look at this, getting rid of any sort of political bias, this is a smart idea. And if I'm other Democrats watching this Joe Biden clip, listening to him speak last night in Chicago, this is the winning strategy. You know, the left can yell and scream about men and women's sports and all of these other weird ideas that they have. Nothing hits like Social Security. Nothing is going to turn out a group of voters more for the Democrat Party than lying and making up things about what the current administration is or is not doing about Social Security. Being the champion of Social Security is a winning issue for the left. Now, we haven't seen this fully play out yet. We haven't seen this completely lay itself out there. But I think this is a winning strategy. I'm going to play some more from Joe Biden, even though it's kind of hard to listen to him and he's, you know, kind of jumping all over the place. This is, to me, this is a winning message for the left.
Hell of a thing, man. I'm looking for longevity because it's hell when you turn 40 years old. But as a result, by the time we left office, we had improved every single line of customer service, from applying for disability to filing an appeal to reporting fraud. It all became more efficient and more effective. And I'll bet it made your jobs easier, too, in the process. Now, these achievements may not sound so glamorous to most people, but you know, they're absolutely essential. And in my view, one of the most important jobs of any elected official is to make sure the government works for the people, works for all people. It's understandable. They can understand what it is. And then we keep our promises to the people, to all the people. That's exactly what we did, thanks to all of you. I also signed into law the Social Security Fairness Act. That act eliminated two unfair rules so public employees wouldn't get shortchanged. The government pension offset and the windfall elimination provision can never come in ever again. But as a result, more than 2 million people are now finally receiving the full benefits they earned. And remember, we also faced a constant threat by some members, Republican members of the Congress, to cut and gut Social Security.
But see, that's just not true. But again, it doesn't matter. But we know, anybody that has followed what's gone on in politics, you know that that's not true. I have never seen a Republican proposal brought forward to either the House or the Senate that would, as Joe Biden claims, gut Social Security. That's what he claims. Gutting Social Security. Gutting that program. I have never seen that proposal. It's never been brought up. It's something that I have never seen. He is absolutely lying about that. But from a political standpoint, it's a hell of a rallying call. You talk about getting people all ginned up, getting people engaged and active. This one, that sure as hell is one good way to do it. Make them believe that the current administration, make them believe that Republicans are attempting to cut Social Security. Again, winning message, I think, here for the left.
Cut and gut it, period. They wanted to let Social Security expire every 5 years. That was a proposal. Let it expire every 5 years. Unless reauthorized by the Congress. Who in the hell do they think they are? Every 5 years and then wait around and be... No. I will not go further or get in trouble, but look, folks. Can you imagine the chaos it would have charged? Every 5 years, Congress is going to step up. You imagine this Congress stepping up? They threatened to raise the retirement age as well. Now, that might not be a hardship for someone working in a comfortable job. But if you're on your feet all day, you're doing manual labor all
day. Which, by the way, Joe Biden knows a lot about, right? He knows a lot about hard manual labor, being on his feet all day. He's been an elected member of Congress for 50 years. He has spent his entire adult life working as a quote-unquote public servant, enriching himself incredibly. Joe Biden doesn't know the thing about that. I know Scranton Joe, Lunch Bucket Joe, riding the old Amtrak, driving school buses, doing all the crap that he lied about throughout his life. Joe Biden doesn't have any idea what it's like to be a regular person. He has no idea. He has spent his entire life in politics. His entire career has been getting a paycheck from the federal government. He has no idea what he's talking about here, but he's going to try and make it seem like, hey, look at me, Scranton Joe here, Lunchbox Joe here. I know what it's like to be the working man, even though I've never experienced that in my entire life.
You're working with a disability. It's a very different matter. And then they even tried to force cuts on Social Security during the negotiation of the debt ceiling. These are wonderful guys. Last time this guy had the job, he raised the debt ceiling because of an enormous and profligate tax cut to the super wealthy. And then he said, look, then they started talking to us, his colleagues.
What?
Well, maybe we can do something about Social Security.
Wait, hold on a second. I got to roll this back. What did Joe Biden just say right there? Did I miss something in the stammering comments? Old Joe, I mean, he's been out of office for 4 months, but he's still hitting on all full cylinders.
The super wealthy? And then he said, look, then they started talking to us, his colleagues. Well, maybe we can do something about Social Security, but we got to do something about the debt ceiling. How are we going to do we can find the money in Social Security. Unless we do what they wanted. They wanted to cut Social Security. Not on my watch. We refuse to go along with any of that. Look, Americans can have always been able to count on these benefits. And let me pause a second here and say this. We talk about the physical needs that Social Security provides for people, particularly hardworking people, people retired, people on the edge. But the psychological impact is profound. Profound. You're a man or woman. You're 70s, 80s old, you're not in good shape, you have a disability, and you hear the check may not come.
Well, who is saying that? I mean, who is saying that there's a check that's not going to come? Have you heard this proposal? I mean, Joe Biden just claimed a couple of minutes ago that Republicans are gutting Social Security. Have you heard this proposal? I mean, I tend to keep track of the news pretty closely throughout the day. I like to stay up to date with what's going on. I have not seen the threat that checks from Social Security are going to stop rolling. And now, if Joe Biden is referring to the fact that Social Security is set to become insolvent in the next decade, I mean, that's something worth discussing. And if you want to talk about the pure monetary, the pure financial element of Social Security, which is set to, in fact, run out of money by, at this point, I think it's like 2034, 2035, then maybe that's a different discussion, because that's a math issue, right? That's a simple math equation. This is how much money we have. This is how much money we're spending. You do the math on that, you can figure out where insolvency is. And that is a serious issue that Social Security is facing. But unfortunately, because it's such political suicide, because it's such a politically toxic substance to touch, I am of the strong belief and strong opinion that Social Security is never going to change. Now, personally, I think it should. And maybe that's because I'm not in an age where I'm taking a Social Security check. But the program as it exists right now is not solvent going forward, right? The money that is being paid into Social Security today is already going out the door today. It's not being set aside so that people in their 30s and 40s can get those checks in 20 years. But the money is being spent now because Social Security does not generate enough revenue to offload the amount of individuals that take advantage of the system. And I don't mean take advantage in a bad way. I mean take advantage of Social Security. Collect a Social Security check, which is their right to do so. But it's a simple math equation. This is how much money you have. This is how much is being spent. We can project that out with some level of certainty. It's not an exact science, but with some level of certainty. And we know that it, in fact, will become insolvent in the next decade or so, right? Where checks, unless there is a huge influx of cash or a whole bunch of people die, there's going to have to be a huge infusion into Social Security to keep this system operating under its current form with the same age and the same checks being paid out. That's just a fact. You can shoot the messenger if you'd like, but that's the reality of Social Security. More from old El Presidente, former President Joe Biden.
How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night? We lived up in Wilmington in a 3-bedroom split-level home in a new development. 40 homes with 4 kids and a grandpa living with us. And I remember my bed, our bed headboards was near my dad's, a mom's room. And you could tell when dad was restless. I remember asking one night my mom, what's the matter with dad? The next morning, she just found out that we're not gonna provide insurance anymore where he works.
That's got nothing to do with Social Security, right? I mean, that's completely irrelevant from the situation. Some old school story from Joe Biden from 60 years ago.
Somebody who's been struggling your whole life. You literally count on Social Security to buy your food. just to get by. And you hear the threats, what may happen.
What threats?
Many of these beneficiaries, that's their only income. If they were cut or taken away, it'd be devastating. Devastating for millions of people. And the psychological pressure we put people under by having this debate is absolutely devastating. That's why we work so damn hard to make Social Security Administration stronger than it had been in years. And that's why I asked the governor to take over, by the way. But look what's happened now.
Oh. So what's happening now?
Fewer than 100 days, this new administration has made so much, done so much damage and so much destruction. It's kind of breathtaking it could happen that soon.
Like what?
They've taken a hatchet to the Social Security Administration.
Wait, hold on a second here. A hatchet has been taken to the Social Security Administration already? I mean, that's news to me. I've tended to follow this administration pretty closely through its first 100 days. I have not seen the hatchet being taken to Social Security. Has anybody not gotten their Social Security checks under Trump? Have people had their benefits cut? Have the ages been changed? None of that has happened from what I'm aware of. I've seen no news coverage of that. I've seen no stories indicating that that's happened at all. So what exactly is it? What hatchet? I mean, that's a pretty strong word. You take a hatchet to something, you're chopping it down, right? Take a hatchet to a small little tree or something, you'd be cutting the tree down. That's the analogy that old Joe Biden's trying to draw, Scranton Joe. So what hatchet has been taken to Social Security to this point in the first 100 days?
Pushing an additional 7,000 employees, 7,000 out the door in that time, including the most seasoned career officials.
Bureaucrats.
Now they're getting ready to push thousands more out the door. Already we can see the effects. For example,
oh, okay.
Thousands of people use the Social Security website every single day to check on their benefits and submit their claims. But now, the technology division of Social Security Administration has been cut in half. And so the website's crashing.
Oh, so the website's crashing. Well, let's take a look at that. I mean, that's a pretty serious claim there. So let's see. SSA.gov, that is the Social Security Administration website. Well, I'm looking at it right now. Obviously, I can't apply for Social Security benefits. I'm not at the age to do so. But it seems to me that the website is working. Not going to go through this process, but I'll click through it. Seems to me like everything is working as normal, Joe. The website is up here. Yes, websites do tend to crash from time to time. I mean, that does happen, and I don't know that you can specifically point to the Trump administration for a website crashing a time or two. It happens constantly. Some of the largest websites in the world. I mean, you have Facebook that goes down for hours at a time. You've had issues with X going down for hours at a time. AT&T has major outages. Verizon, major outages. Technology breaks. I don't know that that's the hatchet that has been taken to Social Security that he claims. Let's see if he's got any more examples of this coming to fruition, as he claims.
People can't sign on to their accounts. What do you think it does to that woman's living alone at 74 years checking, just not able to even find out whether she can't even find out what that disability claim is she has? She can't file a new disability claim. And it's a lot of these people being told incorrectly that their benefits have ended. Folks, imagine the panic that causes if you're a retiree living alone with only Social Security to depend upon. So now people are overwhelming the phone lines. They're showing up at the local Social Security office, tearful and frantic, and told, "Do you have an appointment?" In that tone, by the way. I can give you a personal example if I'm not going to, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Joe Biden can give a personal example of him waltzing into a Social Security Administration office and being asked, "Do you have an appointment?" You mean like every other interface with the state or federal government? Do you have an appointment? I mean, like, you know, DMV here in North Carolina, where it takes 9 years to get an appointment to get a new driver's license. Does he give his... Oh, that's a good screenshot on Joe Biden there. He's got a personal story. I picked a great time to stop him speaking. He looks like a mannequin. Sorry for you audio listeners. You're missing out on a great screenshot of Joe Biden giving a personal experience of Social Security. He's been yelled at by a member of the federal government trying to get his Social Security claim dealt with. Let's hear more from President Biden.
Cap it all off. Serious people are now generally concerned for the first time in history, for the first and only time in history, that Social Security benefits may be delayed or
That's just not true, though. I mean, that's not true. There's no fact in what he's saying at all. The debate over insolvency with Social Security has been going on for like 30 years. There's been discussions for 30 years about what the hell are we going to do with Social Security? The program does not currently make enough as to compared to its expenses. Now, he wants to fearmonger this, which, again, I'll note, I think is a good political strategy. The reason I'm playing this entire clip for you this morning, this lengthy exchange with President Joe Biden, former President Biden, is because I believe this is a winning message. Now, most of what he's saying is complete and total nonsense. Most of what he's saying is not based in any sort of fact or reality. But I'll tell you what, it sounds pretty good. To an uneducated voter, to somebody that hates Donald Trump for no apparent reason, but just hates Trump, hates the administration, hates everything about them, this is a damn good message to perpetrate to the American people. That is why I'm playing it for you essentially in its entirety this morning. Very, very smart messaging here from Biden.
Folks, let's put this in perspective.
Okay, Joe, I'm listening.
In the 90 years since Franklin Roosevelt created the Social Security system, people have always gotten their Social Security checks. They've gotten them during wartime, during recessions, during a pandemic, no matter what, they got them. But now, for the first time ever, that might change. It would be a calamity for millions of families, millions of people. But the current Secretary of Commerce doesn't seem to get it. Or based on his comments, he doesn't seem to even care. Many of you saw what he said the other day.
What did he say?
And by the way, he's a billionaire. God love him, as my mother would say. Paying 8.5% in taxes. Anyway.
I always have to jump in on this. Right, anytime you hear a Democrat talk about how rich people don't pay their fair share in taxes, you can always point the finger right back at them. Joe Biden joked, it wasn't in this clip, it was in his beginning comments, that he's made some joke, oh, I've been a senator for 400 years. Listen here, Jack, I've been a senator for 400 years. All right. Oh, geez. So he did that at the beginning. Why? He's talking about the Treasury Secretary, who is a billionaire, and claiming that he only pays 8% in taxes. My question has been this as long as I've been doing media, radio, now the podcast here. Why did Joe Biden, in his 50 years in Congress, 8 years as a vice president, 4 years as the president, why did Joe Biden not advocate to change the tax code? This is where you can immediately catch the Democrats in their lies and their complete and total nonsense. The rich don't pay their fair share. Joe, you had 50 years to change the tax code. You had 50 years to get rid of these so-called loopholes that you talk about within the tax system. This is always so frustrating to me. To listen to Democrats who have been in elected office for their entire life, have had the ability to change the tax code to hold the wealthy accountable, as they claim, the 1%. And the question always is, then why didn't you do it? If it's such an important issue with you, if it's such a huge problem that this country is facing, then why over 50 years in public service, Joe Biden, did you not change the tax code to get rid of these loopholes? How is that not a fair question to ask? This guy's had the authority to do it. He was the freaking vice president and then the president of the United States. And he never bothered changing the tax code? No, he's just going to rag on about it now at some event in Chicago. It's the same crap from Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. These people are lifelong politicians, and they're always yelling and screaming about the 1%. Why old man yells at cloud about the 1%, yet they've done nothing to change the tax code. Because the reality is, they and all of their friends take advantage of the same loopholes that Donald Trump and Howard Lutnick and everybody else takes advantage of. So it's a good talking point. But when you look at somebody that has the authority to change it and did nothing about it, my level of sympathy for the issue is non-existent. Joe, you could have changed the tax code if it was such an important issue for you over 50 years as a U.S. senator.
By the way, he's a billionaire. God love him, as my mother would say. Paying 8.5% in taxes. Anyway. Billionaire, I don't know what he's paying. But when he talked about the possibility of the Social Security checks not going out this month, he shrugged it off. Here's what he said. He said his 94-year-old mother-in-law wouldn't complain, wouldn't bother her. She's probably a lovely woman. No kidding. Her son-in-law is a billionaire. What about that 94-year-old mother living all by herself? Doesn't have a billionaire in the family. Are all the retirees who depend on that monthly check to feed themselves? All those people with disabilities have no other source. What about all those people? That's who you fight for. So they should desperately need you. And folks, it's not just the Secretary of Commerce. We heard how others, empowered and emboldened by this administration,
like who?
Talk about Social Security.
Give me an example. See, this is I think where the left is going to have an issue. Right, you can make these bombastic claims. You can claim that everybody in the administration is talking about Social Security, but you're going to have to back it up at some point. I mean, you're not going to be able at this point where we've listened to what 15 minutes of Joe Biden rambling on about Social Security. At a certain point, especially if you're going to roll this conversation out nationally to Democrats, eventually you're going to get questioned on to, okay, who and what exactly did they say?
Well, everybody is being emboldened by the administration to cut Social Security.
There's nothing that I have seen that backs these claims up from the former president at all.
One of them called it a Ponzi scheme. A Ponzi scheme?
Huh, Ponzi scheme?
What the hell are they talking about? People earn these benefits. They paid into that benefit. They rely on that benefit. And no one should take it away. You know, Franklin Roosevelt had a different view. He was president coming out of the Great Depression. He and all his colleagues saw great suffering, so much poverty. He also took steps to raise standard of living for ordinary Americans, including creating Social Security. He himself was from a very wealthy family. He didn't need Social Security, but understood how much it would mean to millions of Americans. He knew it would make America stronger in the process. And it has. It makes our economy stronger. It makes the community stronger. It makes family stronger. It gives peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
That's why the vast majority of Americans, including many wealthy Americans, still support, thank God, Social Security. And very wealthy billionaires still support Social Security. They may not rely on themselves, but they know. Social Security deserves to be protected for the good of the nation as a whole. You know, you got to ask yourself. Got to ask yourself, why is this happening?
Great question, Joe.
Why are these guys taking aim at Social Security now? Well, they're following that old line from tech startups. The quote is, move fast, break things. Well, they're certainly breaking things. They're shooting first and aiming later. And as a result, the result is a lot of needless pain and sleepless nights. My friend Governor O'Malley knows what they're really up to. He says, and I love his quote, they want to wreck it so they can rob it. They want to wreck it so they can rob it. Why do they want to rob it? In order to deliver huge tax cuts to billionaires and big corporations and keep it going. They want to make permanent the 2017 tax cuts, which overwhelmingly benefited the wealthiest Americans and the biggest corporations. That's going to cost $5 trillion.
There's not $5 trillion in Social Security.
Where are they going to get $5 trillion to pay for it? Other than continue to run the deficit up? What will they always do? By running up the national debt, number one, and then by taking the money from someplace else. What are the two big pots of money out there in raw numbers? Social Security and Medicaid. Well, from other programs that people rely on and have paid into. Republicans, or these guys, are willing to hurt the middle class and the working class in order to deliver significant greater wealth to the already very wealthy.
Ah, yes.
Who in the hell do they think they are? I really think they, I mean, just basic decency.
Yes. Let's see. Yeah, well, so there we go. Basic decency. I'm not going to bore you with any more of Joe Biden's comments. So I guess what under his understanding, as I'm supposed to believe from the former president, Trump and his group of cronies in Washington, D.C. are going to raid Social Security and Medicaid, steal a bunch of money from there to fund the 2017 tax cuts, which, by the way, help every single taxpayer in America. I know the left wants to always make the argument it only helps the rich. Well, as somebody that filed my tax returns yesterday and saw the uptick in the standard deduction, that, of course, is not based on any sort of fact either. So they're going to rob Social Security, rob Medicaid to fund the 2017 tax cuts. I've got some additional comments on this. I want to look at those 2017 tax cuts because that is going to be a big issue coming up a little bit later on this year as well. I want to remind you that if you are interested in getting access to additional content, including daily show notes and more, and interested in supporting the show financially, I encourage you to head on over to patreon.com/Nick Craig. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Nick Craig. You can support the show financially, $5, $10 a month, and get access to daily show notes and more. Appreciate your financial support on the program and keeping us here on the air weekday mornings. We're streaming live on YouTube, Rumble, and X 24/7, wherever you get your podcast. We'll have more on this on the other side. You're listening to The Nick Craig Show. And welcome back to The Nick Craig Show on a Wednesday morning, streaming live on YouTube, Rumble, and X 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts, over at nickcraig.com, thenickcraigshow.com as well. We are discussing former President Joe Biden's comments yesterday in Chicago as it relates to Social Security. He made a big emphasis on that Trump and the cronies that he has surrounded himself with are going in and are going to raid Social Security to pay for their tax cuts, which he claims only help the 1%. Only help the 1%. And it's a very interesting argument that's being made by the president. You can text in your comments this well at 910-377-6425. That's 910-377-6425. We do have some comments coming in this morning as it relates to the very interesting Social Security discussion. Leslie is texting in from Wilmington this morning. She says, the panic, only the little old lady watching fake news are going to panic after Joe Biden's comments. Well, exactly. And before we get into the 2017 tax cuts, I want to make the point that that's exactly the case. That's exactly the issue. Because all you have to do is fearmonger people into believing that Social Security is going to evaporate. You only have to fearmonger the very active voting bloc of individuals that take and take advantage of Social Security and get a Social Security check every month. All you need them to do is to believe that what you just heard from Joe Biden is true. You don't have to back it up with facts. You don't have to back it up with any sort of other knowledge. You just have to say, hey, they're going to raid Social Security. They're going to do this to Social Security. They're going to do that to Social Security. And then you guess you say it's truth. That's the message here. And I, by the way, I think it's a smart message because you hit people in their pocketbooks, you tell people, and you make them believe that they're no longer going to get a monthly Social Security check, that they're no longer going to be receiving the benefits that they've spent their entire careers paying into. That's a pretty strong message. And it's one that if I was a Democrat operative, somebody, you know, advising Democrats and working in Democratic consulting, it's the message that I'd be rolling out nationwide because it's a very strong message. It's something that immediately gets people's attention. It has an immediate factor of, oh God, no, I don't want to vote for that. I don't want to support that. I don't want anything to do with that, right? It's a very strong message. And then it puts the Republicans on defense. And, you know, in this case, when it comes to the world of politics, the lovely world of politics that we live and exist in, you typically don't want to be on the defense. You typically don't want to be defending something that is essentially just made up and willed into existence by the left. But that's exactly what's going to happen because Republicans won't be able to sit silent while the left is yelling and screaming about Social Security. While the left is yelling and screaming about the poor old lady that's not going to get her Social Security check because Trump is raiding Social Security to pay for tax cuts that, by the way, he claims, the president, Biden, claims doesn't help anybody. Even though that's, of course, a lie. Right? You look at the 2017 tax cuts. I've got an article this morning from factcheckit.org, of all places, talking about the Tax and Job Cuts Act of 2017, which, by the way, needs to be renewed this year. And the average middle class earner, which is defined as the 20% of middle income earners, those earning between $65,000 and $116,000 a year, that would be a joint individuals, would see an average tax cut of over $1,000 a year in 2027, with this program being extended. People making under $50,000 a year, according to the Joint Committee on Taxation, would see some sort of tax cut in the ballpark of about $300 to $400 a year. And you might say, oh, that's nothing. Well, if you're making under $50,000 a year, your taxable income is already very low. So the level of tax cut that you're going to get is going to be much smaller. But see, the left uses the idea that, well, if you make over $1 million a year, you're going to save tens of thousands of dollars under these tax cuts. And yes, in fact, you will. Right? Because percentages, that's how percentages work. 1% of $1,000 and 1% of $1 million is a very different number. But it's still 1%. Just because the numbers are drastically different doesn't mean the percentages is different. The percentage is exactly the same. The tax cuts are exactly the same. But because somebody making $1 million a year is going to get significantly more because their taxable income is significantly more than somebody making $50,000 a year, then that's what gives the left this opportunity to run around the country and yell and scream about tax cuts and the wealthy. It's just not based in any sort of fact or reality at all. It doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. And I think as individuals, if they're truly, you know, filing their own taxes using something like TurboTax, you can see what you've paid in past years. You can see how, even though your income has stayed the same or hopefully grown, your taxable income has essentially stayed the same. And that's because of those tax cuts, because of the raises to the standard deduction that have taken place, because of the Trump tax cuts from 2017, which, by the way, I don't know why Joe Biden didn't advocate to overturn when he was in office for 4 years. Right, he was in the Oval Office from 2020 to 2024. I don't know why he didn't encourage Congress the first 2 years of that under exclusive Democrat control. I don't know why they didn't try rolling back those tax cuts the first 2 years. He could have. And I would argue he should have based on the comments that he's making now. If they're so unjust and they're so unfair to the regular middle-class American person as Joe Biden claims he cares about, why didn't he roll those tax cuts back if it is such a important, such a big issue for him to deal with, right? This is where the left's arguments most of the time fall apart pretty quickly because you just pin them on like, okay, why didn't you do anything about this? Okay, hey, yeah, I hear you yelling and screaming and in the case of Joe Biden, mumbling and bumbling around on a stage over this. When are you going to do something about it? When are you going to put, you know, pen to paper and actually make something happen here, right? You could have encouraged Congress to revoke those cuts. You could have also encouraged Congress to change the tax laws so that somebody like Howard Lutnick is not paying 8% tax on his income. He's a billionaire, according to Joe Biden. You could have done all of that stuff. You chose not to. The reason Joe Biden didn't roll back the tax cuts is because they do, in fact, help middle-class Americans. They do, in fact, help people making between $50,000 and $100,000 a year, which puts you very much squarely in the middle class. They do, in fact, do those things. So it would be very politically disastrous for him to want to roll back those tax cuts. Right now, he says that he hates them, says that they only help the 1% and this, that, and so on. But the reality is that's not based on any sort of fact, reality, or truth at all. But that, of course, has never stopped Joe Biden in the past. It's never stopped Democrats in the past from running around and yelling about this. And one of the reasons I bring that up this morning is because, as I noted at the start of the show, you're seeing a very different message playing out on different sides of the Democrat political aisle. Now, I don't know who coached Joe Biden on his comments in Chicago yesterday. I don't know who brought that forward. I don't know who was encouraging him to do this. I'm not really sure. But it was a smart message. You compare and contrast that to the likes of somebody like AOC, who was out on her Fight the Oligarchy tour yesterday. She was in Idaho, yelling about the oligarchy that exists in the United States of America. This is the messaging that you're getting from Democrats on the more left-wing side of the political aisle, not hitting Social Security at all. Here's AOC.
Donald Trump is a criminal who was found guilty of 34 felony counts of fraud, liable for sexual abuse. Of course he's lying and abusing and manipulating the stock market too. When he talks about rapists and criminals, he should look in the mirror.
Woohoo! There's old AOC. So while you've got Joe Biden trying to make an argument about Social Security, when you've got him trying to fearmonger voters into believing his nonsense, you've got AOC pulling out of the same old Democrat bag of tricks. He's a rapist, he's a criminal, he's a felon, he's all of these things that they talk about constantly, which has not worked politically. And I mean, this is really kind of the interesting thing about all of it. None of this stuff has ever worked politically for the left. These arguments that they continue to try and make over Donald Trump, these things that are not based in fact or reality, the American voters say, to hell with you guys. You guys have destroyed the country. You guys allowed inflation to run at 9.5% when you had control of the government. Why am I going to believe what you're telling me now? Why am I going to yell about, why am I going to believe all of these rhetorical things that you keep mentioning over and over again, when the reality is you guys had control of the country and you fumbled the ball? You guys had control of the country and mismanaged it completely. And hearing those two different clips, obviously one very longer from former President Biden, the other a shorter, stupid one from AOC, it does kind of show you the different narratives that are being taken within the Democrat Party. This is a party that is struggling big time right now. We've talked about this. Polling shows that the trust within the Democrat Party is at all-time lows. The trust within their party is not good right now. Democrat voters, and even, I'd argue, middle-of-the-road voters that may skew a little left, they are frustrated with their party. They do not feel like their party is doing a good job. And this is a group that is going to have to retool very quickly ahead of the midterm elections. This is a group that has the opportunity to grab control of the House and grab control of the Senate coming up here next year, November of 2026. They will have the opportunity to essentially neuter the Trump administration for his final 2 years. That's the opportunity that's in front of them. That's what they're going to have on their lap, and it's already starting right now. And so the question is, where does this group, where do these Democrats, how do they message the issue? What is the issue, right? What are the issues that they run around the American people and campaign and stump speech on? And as you heard from AOC, what is it that they hit over and over again? The idea that Trump's a bad guy, the idea that he's a felon, all of these things, that's a really stupid approach because that's already been played out. Trump was, quote unquote, already a felon when he won in November. And I guess I need to remind people like AOC that he won 7 of 7 swing states. He went forth and won the popular vote, the first time it's happened for a Republican in 20 years, and had a very successful presidential election, had a very successful campaign. So the whole felon thing, lost cause. Now, if that's what they think is going to be fruitful, I mean, hey, you know, run with what you guys think is the best idea. I think it's stupid. It's already played out. You've already had that opportunity that didn't work. Then on the other hand, you've got those comments from Joe Biden saying Trump and his group of cronies are raiding Social Security. To me, that is a significantly better message that is likely, that's not guaranteed, but is likely to bear more fruit for the Democrats than he's a criminal, he's a bad guy, he's a this, he's a that. The American people don't care about that stuff. They've watched the witch hunt. They watched Donald Trump and his group be dragged through the mud by activist judges, activist prosecutors. They don't care. They understand that the judicial system is very much rigged in favor of the Democrats' political enemies. They've seen that play out in front of everybody's eyes. That's a really, really stupid message. And so the question is, what are they going to do? How do they message this stuff going forward? I think Joe Biden's way closer to the issue than AOC. Now, the question's going to be when somebody like Joe Biden, obviously, I don't think he's going to be doing a lot of campaigning for Democrats in the midterm elections. But as those comments are picked up by other Democrats, can they actually put any substance to it? Can they actually articulate the issue in a manner in which American voters panic, right, as we believe that they're going to do, as Joe Biden claims is happening? Are they actually going to panic? And can the Republicans overcome that messaging? That's going to be the million-dollar question. I don't necessarily have the answer to that. It's going to be one of those things we're going to have to wait and see if, in fact, Democrats take what Joe Biden said yesterday and expand on it. I think they should. I think it's a smart political message. So, thought it was interesting. You probably haven't heard that clip uncut or the Joe Biden comments uncut anywhere else. Wanted to bring those to your attention this morning as the stage begins to be set for what is going to be a huge midterm election coming up here in November of next year. I know we just had the November election. Trump hasn't been in office 100 days, but these things, they take a long time to play out. And especially when you talk about mass messaging of an issue, when you talk about rolling something out to a vast majority of the American people, and especially when you've got a political party that is singing off the same sheet of music like the Democrats presumably would want to do, that's going to be the interesting thing. How do they begin laying the seeds for this message? And are they successful in doing so? Or is Trump and are the Republicans able to slap down and say, you guys are just lying? Everything that you're saying is false and not accurate at all. So that's kind of that's where we stand this morning as it relates to Social Security. An interesting comment. Great to see Joe Biden out and about yesterday. And I've got one other clip from Joe Biden. This one caught me by surprise. He's out of the office a couple months, and he's already back and forth making very odd comments. This is before he went into his Social Security diatribe yesterday. I'll let this play for itself.
Pulling into the parking lot, and I'd never seen hardly any black people in Scranton at the time when I was only going in fourth grade, and I remember seeing the kids going by at the time called colored kids on a bus going by. They never turned right to go to Claymont High School. I wondered why. Asked my mom, why? So in Delaware, they're not allowed to go to school in public school with white kids, honey. That sparked my sense of outrage as a kid.
Oh, there you go. There's Joe Biden. I'm going to let that clip play for itself. No, I have nothing to add to Joe Biden's comment about seeing us individuals when he was in fourth grade. We'll let that stand for itself. Thanks, Joe. Glad to have you back in the fold. Look forward to hearing some more insightful analysis from Joe Biden in the coming weeks and months. Well, hey, that's going to do it for a Wednesday edition of the Nick Craig Show. Thanks for joining us live on YouTube, Rumble, and X, 7 o'clock weekday mornings. If you are one of the podcast listeners, appreciate your support there as well. Don't forget to support the show financially. Head on over to patreon.com/Nick Craig. That's going to do it. Have a great Wednesday. We're back with you tomorrow morning right here on the Nick Craig Show.